Mr. President, Mr. High Commissioner, thank you for this report. We welcome the return to Caracas of OHCHR personnel, which will be measured against facts. We urge the full and unconditional reopening of the office with the same mandate and unfettered access. We also call on the authorities to cooperate fully with the FFM and the ICC. We remain deeply concerned about the deterioration of the human rights situation and the rapid shrinking of civic space after the presidential elections. The authorities must end repression, excessive use of force, harassment against members of the opposition and civil society, and lift restrictions on NGOs. We are worried about arbitrary arrests, including minors, and conditions of detention. We call on the authorities to release immediately and unconditionally all political prisoners, including EU citizens, to comply with their obligations under international law and to passage to asylum seekers, including those sheltered in diplomatic premises. Human rights violations and abuses must be investigated and those responsible held accountable, including for acts of gender-based violence. The EU will continue to work with partners to facilitate a Venezuelan-led dialogue that leads to the restoration of democracy, the rule of law, and respect for human rights, and ensures that the will of the people expressed on 20th of July is respected. Mr. High Commissioner, how do you plan to strengthen support for civil society and human rights defenders amidst...
I think